BBC News with Neil Nunes. The United Nations says it is now absolutely critical that the Gaza ceasefire deal is fully implemented after the body of the last remaining Israeli hostage was recovered from the enclave. Earlier, the Israeli military said it had identified the remains of Ron Gavili. Dan Johnson has more from Jerusalem.
The next phase of the ceasefire deal means confronting some difficult, complicated issues. How will Hamas be disarmed and unpicked from the fabric of Gaza life? What will be the international force that comes in to guarantee security so that Gaza can be rebuilt in future? And how will Israel's military finally withdraw? So this is an important day, but answering those questions is the key to building a lasting peace in Gaza.
The Democratic mayor of Minneapolis, the U.S. city rocked by the killing of civilians by immigration agents, says he's spoken to President Trump and they've agreed that the present situation cannot continue. Jacob Frey said some of the federal agents involved in the hardline measures would start leaving the area on Tuesday and he would also push for the rest to go. There's been a backlash against the authorities after ICE agents killed a nurse, Alex Preti, on Saturday. Gary O'Donoghue has more from Washington.
The president has taken a noticeably more cautious and even conciliatory tone. In social media posts and a newspaper interview, he declined to attack Mr. Preti, who was beaten, shot and killed, and also refrained from endorsing the actions of the agents involved. While the administration continues to attack local Democrats over alleged fraud in Minnesota, the Democratic governor, Tim Walz, often a target of criticism and insults from the White House, has held a telephone call with President Trump, which both sides have indicated was fruitful.
At least 20 people are now known to have died during a severe winter storm that has brought plunging temperatures to much of the southern and eastern United States. The freezing weather has left hundreds of thousands of people without power. We get more details from New York from our correspondent, Neda Tofik.
What we have seen in the southern United States is really something else. Thick ice has covered the trees and the roadways there, creating real havoc from downed trees and power lines, roadways that are dangerous to navigate. Of course, the flights that have been canceled. And at the top of people's minds, of course, are those who have lost their lives. You know, in Boston, there was a woman who was run over by a snowplow in a car park. There have been teenagers, both in Texas and Arkansas, that have died sledding. So officials are telling people to remain indoors and to remain safe.
World News from the BBC. The Nigerian military says an investigation has found that some, among 16 officers arrested in October, had plotted a coup. A statement said those implicated would face military justice and the death penalty if proven guilty. President Bola Tinubu replaced the service chiefs in October in a leadership shakeup aimed at strengthening security as Nigeria confronts multiple armed threats. A U.S.-based human rights group says it's confirmed the deaths of nearly 6,000 people during the recent anti-government protests in Iran. The Human Rights Activists News Agency said it was still investigating another 17,000 possible fatalities. The Iranian authorities, for their part, have acknowledged just over 3,000 deaths. The authorities in the Mexican state of Guanajuato have appealed for federal government support against armed gangs after 11 people were shot dead at a football match on Sunday. The motive for the killings is not clear, but as our Mexico correspondent Will Grant explains, Guanajuato has seen a spike in violence from criminal groups.
It's caught in the middle of a turf war between the Santa Rosa de Lima gang, who are involved deeply in bootlegged fuel and the traffic of illegal fuel, and the new generation Jalisco cartel, very, very powerful cartel. They're based next door in the state of Jalisco, but their influence spills well into Guanajuato. It's been an extremely dark few years from Guanajuato to go from one of the most peaceful places in Mexico to today one of the most violent.
The Spanish government is to pass a decree granting legal status to hundreds of thousands of immigrants. The measure will apply to those without criminal records who arrived before the start of this year, once they have been in Spain for more than 5 months. BBC World News.